Battleground School District Levy 2 close to call. School funding measures in Camas, Green Mountain, and Woodland School Districts are currently passing. It's going to be an anxious week for voters in the Battleground School District as Clark County Elections Department officials continue to count the ballots in the February 13th special election. Tuesday's special election included school funding measures in four districts around Clark County. Initial results reported Tuesday evening showed levies in the Camas, Woodland, and Green Mountain districts passing. In the Battleground School District, however, the proposed levy was failing by just a handful of votes. In the first batch of results, which will be updated each day this week until all ballots are counted, Proposition 7 had received 6,742 no votes, 50.01%, and 6,738 yes, 49.99%, votes. Passage would require 50% plus 1. Proposition 7 is a capital levy. It would authorize the district to levy the following excess taxes on all taxable property within the district for making district-wide safety, facility, and technology improvements, upgrading security, including cameras and entry controls, repairing roofs, improving heating/cooling, upgrading lighting and technology, creating learning spaces for construction trades, culinary, health sciences. This is a new levy for Battleground. Previously, the district has asked for and received approval from voters for a four-year EPANDO levy, educational programs and operations, that totals about $115 million. Operations monies generally pay for ongoing wear and tear but can also be used to cover personnel compensation not provided by the state of Washington. Tuesday's initial release results showed that voter turnout in Clark County was at 24.03%, with 20,476 ballots counted out of 85,217 registered voters. Camas School District. Two propositions in the Camas School District were each passing. Proposition number 6 has received 3,541, 56.51%, yes votes and 2,725, 43.49%, no votes. Proposition 7 received 3,601, 57.93%, yes votes and 2,615, 42.07%, no votes. Proposition 6 is a replacement educational programs and operations levy, called an EPANDO levy. The stated intent is to replace an expiring levy on all taxable property within the district for educational programs and operations expenses not funded by the state, including salaries and benefits, instructional materials, special education, extracurricular activities, substitute teachers, food service costs. This is a four-year levy for $80.05 million. The expiring levy was for 3 years and was $59.03 million. The difference is $21 million. This is partially due to an extra year included this time. The increase in total dollars appears to be about 14%. Proposition 7 is a replacement capital levy for educational technology, health, and safety improvements. The stated intent of the use of the funds is to replace an expiring levy on all taxable property within the district to make district-wide educational technology, health, and safety improvements, including upgrading educational technology equipment and infrastructure, replacing or repairing artificial turf, boilers, roofs, and other equipment. Woodland School District. Proposition 1 in the Woodland School District was passing with just under 53% approval by voters in Clark and Cowlitz counties. In Clark County, 51.89% of voters cast yes ballots and 48.11% voted no. This proposition would authorize the district to levy the following excess taxes, replacing a levy that expired in 2023 upon all taxable property within the district, ensuring the continuation of programs such as advanced placement classes, music, art, drama, school safety, technology, nursing, athletic programming, financial literacy, facility maintenance, counseling and support staff. The estimated levy rate would be $2.20 per $1,000 of assessed property. The total collected would be $7.05 million in 2025, $7.4 million in 2026, and $7.75 million in 2027. Green Mountain School District. Proposition 4 in the Green Mountain School District has received 121, 56.02%, yes votes and 95, 43.98%, votes thus far. This proposition would authorize the district to continue funding students' educational needs, including instructional materials, special education and technology, and operational expenses, including essential teachers and staff, and transportation, not funded by the state by replacing an expiring levy with the following excess taxes on all taxable property within the district. The estimated levy rate would be $2.25 per $1,000 of assessed property. The total collected would be $560,000 in 2025, $580,000 in 2026, and $600,000 in 2027.